This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of lots of my friends, my pals. Not lots. I got three people who are great broadcasters who are here, and then we have their egos. So maybe we have three people plus their egos. So that's six here on display, ready to go through the stories and the people being discussed this week. And they are not necessarily in any order, but because ladies go first in my life, Victoria Keelan is here from the D&D Experience. You are welcome. You deserve to go first. Next up, if we go backwards alphabetically, it would be Rich McFadden, who professes to know it all and tell it all.
Well, about certain things.
Here. Yes, of course. That's why you're here. And then there's the evil one.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know anything, but I'm really evil.
Yes, and that makes...
I know nothing.
That's good content. Right. We like people who don't know much so that we can show them up. You see, that's why Joe's here, actually. The top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine, which you can find listed at talkers.com. By the way, a week from this weekend is the Talkers Convention in New York. Who's going to be there besides me? Victoria, you're going to be there, right?
I will not be there this
week. You're not there.
Ah. No, I have a wedding dress fitting.
What an outrage. Richie's getting
there.
All right, Rich won't be there either because he has the same problem. He's getting a wedding dress.
I have a wedding dress fitting too, yeah. I will not be there.
Right. And because Joe's not coming because he doesn't have any clean underwear. So that would mean, I guess, I'll be the only one representing this program.
You'll be there with Kara from DJV.
I will, yes, yeah. As a matter of fact. Yep. Okay, so Sports Talk Radio, story of what's happening at the end of the NBA season. And I can't believe we're getting into the 1st of June and they're still playing. I say this every year. The Richie's heard me say this 18 times. Why are we still, every spring... Or however many years we've been together, 20 years? How many years? Is 20. It 20 years now?
21. 21. No, 20.
But who's counting?
Yeah.
So I've said the same thing, right? Every spring at this time, it's baseball season. Who needs basketball? Who needs hockey? Anyway, that's number 10. China and the United States with a little naval activity. And I don't mean cleaning the lint out. But perhaps that would be an interesting thing, about as interesting as what they were doing.
Playing You Sank My Battleship.
Yeah, right. Number 8, the redistricting ruling in North Carolina. That's something the Supreme Court is in on. And because they are the Supreme Court, would you consider that maybe I should ask this question rather than assuming it of all three of you, that is Joe, Richie, and Victoria. Could we agree that the majority of the court now is right of center, and you'd expect most of the rulings to come down would be to the right of center. Yes or no? Is that a good assumption to make?
It's 5-4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's right where it was, 2 years ago. So, I mean, it's kind of where it's always been then.
Right. Okay. So,
but yes,
would you expect...
Just a tad of an edge for the right.
So, this redistricting ruling, which came down... was something that the state wanted to do supposedly to keep minorities from being able to vote. I never understood this. It escapes me completely. Why can't anybody and everybody, whether you're white or black or whatever your heritage or history, if you're in the South, apparently, you're not able to get a license. Is it still... And even if you can't, is there no other way to get an identification?
So, I'm with you. I never understood this. I can't get a license.
Or some kind of ID.
How it's racist or some derogatory to not let people vote if they cannot provide their own identification.
Yeah.
I can't.
So how has it gotten this far then? Why is it... At this point, that we actually have people who think thousands, millions of people.
Politics is all about making the numbers and creating a base and doing whatever you have to do to create that base. So one side says, well, if people have to show identification, that might hurt us in numbers. Let's attack that.
But to your point earlier, Doug, about the balance of the Supreme Court, I mean, to me, that this people on the right have said, oh, this is just, you know, the Democrats whining that they didn't win or whatever. But if the now more slightly more conservative Supreme Court is ruling in favor of the liberals who you can say started this argument, then there obviously is some real merit to it. You can't be on the right and say, oh, there's nothing to it. Well, no, a right-leaning Supreme Court agreed that there is something to it.
No, I don't think that's the gist of it. I think that, unless I misunderstand it, the state is trying to keep from having to have identification. The Supreme Court says no to it. Am I misunderstanding
the Supreme Court? No, the Supreme Court. Now, this might be a separate ruling, though, but earlier this week, the Supreme Court ruled that the redistricting was unconstitutional, that North Carolina did.
All right, so where was the...
And that was an advantage.
Yeah, that
for,
Why did they say it was unconstitutional?
I don't know. However they drew the new lines, I guess, I don't know. I didn't read the ruling.
Thing.
I know that's...
Yeah. Right, jurisdictional thing. I'm not sure... There was another ruling that involved the showing of ID. So there are two separate rulings, and I think I got one confused with the
other. I think the showing of ID thing wasn't North Carolina. I think that was a different state that they were
South
going
Carolina.
After.
Yeah.
Maybe. I thought maybe Texas had something to do with that. But a lot of these southern states have had issues, obviously. I mean, there's...
Yeah. Why is it just the South? Why is there this prejudice in the South? Seriously.
I do not know the answer to that as to why. I don't know.
It's so predictable. I guess that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. It's really strangely predictable.
Yeah.
It's unconstitutional because they were using race and demographics as the basis for the redistricting,
right.
Not because of ID.
Right. So that was a separate...
Because they said, okay, over here you have this group of people, over here you have that group of people. We're going to redistrict based on that, and that's what they struck down as unconstitutional.
Right.
And they're right.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to do it because of race or color or...
No. Not at all.
Or income. That's another one.
Or income.
Yeah.
Time for us to pause for a moment, 14 past the hour. The overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio for the week of May 22nd to the 26th is what you're listening to. Let me talk about Superbeats for a moment. Serious. We are very serious about our health on this program. And if you are like we are, you're doing something about it. If you aren't like we are, but you want to be like us when you grow up, perhaps you ought to call 800-655-4183 and get yourself onto the Super Beats program. If you've never heard of it before, here's why. You need amazing energy. This provides you with amazing energy. You need amazing stamina. This provides you with amazing stamina. You need a constant flow of blood to keep your blood pressure down. This provides you with that flow of blood. Blood pressure affected by the width of the arteries, not to get too technical or medicinal, but with Superbeats you get nitric oxide, the best product. Mother Nature has provided lots of tools to keep us healthy. This is Mother Nature's way of giving us the ability to have smooth blood flowing all the way through our body, so it gets to your muscles when you're working out, to your brain when you're trying to keep that going. The non-GMO beets that are in Super Beats, every single canister of these non-GMO beets from Super Beats has 90 beets in it. And every single spoonful has 3 beets in it. So you add that Super Beats powder to a 4-ounce glass of water or a smoothie or something. You drink it, you'll get jitter-free energy immediately. You'll love the taste of Super Beats. You'll love the feel of Super Beats. You'll love the results of Super Beats. So do what we all do here on the program. Have a glass of Super Beats in the morning and maybe again the mid-afternoon to keep yourself rolling. And if you order by calling 800-655-4183 right now, or you can order online at DougLikesBeats.com. Mention Doug Steffen, you get a bonus 30-day supply, so you're going to pay for 3 months. You'll get 4 in this deal at 800 554183. Amazing results. Blood pressure where it's supposed to be. It's a yummy way to stay healthy. Get your blood everywhere. Maintain that health that you're so proud of. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Everybody, I'm lifestyle expert and mom, Raina Seitel, to fill you in on my best tips for getting your busy summer in gear. First off, I always keep a big supply of sunscreen and use trusted products with a long-standing reputation like Coppertone. They've been leading the way in trust and transparency for 70 years. In fact, they ask independent experts to conduct an assessment to review its sunscreen testing methods so you can feel more confident about the sunscreen you choose. Plus, they've revolutionized a new form of sunscreen this year called Coppertone Wick. It's rich and creamy form is easy to apply and feels light on your skin, leaving you wanting to wear it every day. Next, to stay connected, you need a reliable service provider like Straight Talk Wireless. With Straight Talk, you get the best phones, the best networks for less, with the largest, most dependable 4G LTE Plus coverage. Straight Talk's unlimited plans start at $45 a month, and you can get the latest phones like the new Samsung Galaxy S8. For more information, go to straighttalk.com and coppertone.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy and Rich McFadden. Check out Joe Crummy's podcast, Evil Thoughts. Just put evil thoughts into your toolbar or whatever it is, your inquisitator. I like that. It's like the search bar I call the inquisitator. How about that? You can check it out. Let's see. On the people list, just for the heck of it, we're going to get back to number six this week. Number seven is where we'll go next. The situation in Montana. The people on the list, though, let me just anecdotally mention names that have been big in News Talk Radio circles this week. LeBron James, Seth Rich, Sean Hannity, Greg Gianforte, Paul Ryan, James Comey, Michael Flynn, Theresa May, the Pope, Salman Abedi, and Donald Trump. I think it's interesting the attention paid to Sean Hannity this week. He lost a number of advertisers, and I guess it's because he's focused on the death of Sean Rich and accusing the Democrats of bumping him off. I don't know that it's affected advertisers on a radio show, but this is back to the old, same old story, and it's effective. If you don't like somebody on the air, you go complain to the advertisers, and they don't like controversy as much as they're advertising. And, I mean, it's mostly business people that know balls
that anymore. Right, guess who's funding that?
Probably Media Matters or something.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. Democratic Party donors, that's what's fueling that.
Yeah, well, that's their right to do it. And so why doesn't somebody, I don't know how you counter it, though, under the circumstances. So the Democrats, I mean, that's all fair, all's fair in love, war, and politics.
Why would he cave, though? I mean,
Hannity?
You know, if you believe that there is some information about the Seth Rich murder.
I don't think he has caved. Did he cave? I didn't hear that.
Well, he did.
He sort of did. You know, what he did was he dropped back and he punted. He's waiting. He's looking for more information before he starts to press his case again. That's what he's doing.
All right. In the meantime, he's lost some advertisers, which is distressing. Fox's ratings after O'Reilly left are one-third of what they were when he was there. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, and Victoria Keevan going through the lists of conversational topics this week, according to Talkers Magazine, last full week of May. I always say to Richie, can you believe it, Rich? Look at where we are in the tower.
My response to you is the closer you get to the finish line, the faster it seems to go.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's probably the applicability here to me and my age, it would seem. All right, so let's get to what happened in Montana. This is worth 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
Here's this guy, Greg Gianforte, who the news media loves to paint. I find the guy, I watch the video, listen to the audio, the guy's a jerk. At least he came across that way. Whatever it was that popped his cork, you know, not to be running in a situation like that and have that much anger inside of you for whatever the reason. But what angers me is the constant description by the left-leaning media of people who have money. It's always the billionaire president. What has that got to do with anything? Or the multi-millionaire congressional candidate, referencing to Gianforte, who is a tech guy. And who spent a lot of money, and there was a lot of money that came in from outside of the state.
Let me ask you something, though.
Helped him get elected. Yes, Richie.
If a reporter came barging into your office and started sticking a microphone in your face, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be laid back about it.
Me?
Now, I know you're a pacifist, so you wouldn't hit anybody or take them down, but I know you would be in their face yelling and screaming.
I don't know, because I haven't been in that. Well, that's not true. I have been in that situation. I haven't been patient, and I haven't been tolerant, and so perhaps. But
the
circumstances
these days
of the situation are such, even, I mean, listening to the guy, he was being persistent, as most jerk reporters are. So if most jerk reporters are acting this way, do we throttle them all and throw them to the floor?
I'm glad he popped him.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I say we ought to pop a couple more.
That must be why.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting out of control now.
That's why he won, because apparently the people in Montana agreed with that. Hey, listen, the guy was...
They have no respect. Zero respect.
You guys.
So what does that mean? We're teaching our reporters through the way they're accepted or they gain momentum to be disrespectful. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I heard the tape, though. What did the guy say that was so disrespectful? I mean, he's being a reporter.
he kept bringing up the American Health Care Act and saying, hey, the Congressional Budget Office has scored this and it's lame. And like, well, what are your comments on it? And the dude was just about to go on the air. He didn't have I'm sure he didn't know what to say. And he got kind of mad because he thought he was being trapped again for the billionth time. Look, what I think this is about, I don't say it's great that he, you know, tried to beat this guy up and all that. But I think this is part of a backlash. And I've been talking about it on my podcast that people are
evil
sick and
thoughts,
tired.
By the way, is the name of the podcast, folks.
These are evil thoughts. That people, the 63 million people that voted for evil Trump, are getting sick and tired of the constant pounding that they're getting. And you mentioned it in the media, and this guy went off on it. I mean, that's what it's about.
Exactly.
But that doesn't make it okay. That's part of his job.
I'm not arguing
with the press.
Yes, it does. Pop him. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, look, we all get outraged if a celebrity punches a TMZ guy, and those guys are way worse than any regular reporter.
What's the difference? Tell me what the difference is between
because
TMZ
this guy
guys.
Was not this guy was not acting that way
they
at
are.
All.
The,
he wasn't.
The
he wasn't. Rich.
News media is nothing different than the paparazzi that hangs outside the airport and just attacks celebrities.
But this guy wasn't doing that. This guy didn't do that. He didn't shove a camera in the guy's face. He didn't physically accost him. He was accosted. He didn't do anything. It was completely uncalled for any physical altercation to come from this.
He deserved
it's completely
it.
Uncalled for.
He deserved it. Hit him again.
He got 10 seconds, Joe. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that's exactly right, that he didn't have the right to do it, but there's a reason why it happened. He's tapping into that anger, and the media is completely missing the point.
Time.
All right. 28 past the hour.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cowbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
General conversation about what's going on in the news talk radio world. That's what happens when all of my radio stars get together with me each week to discuss the top 10 stories, the charts from Talkers Magazine, as they listen and overview what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the stations, the hosts, the programs that they have, the subject matter. So let's keep going. This is sort of like the Match Game Radio, Match Game AM and FM. It's Rich McFadden, and it's Joe Crummy, and it's Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We've moved our way from sports to what's going on between our navies, the Chinese and the Americans, the redistricting ruling, the reporter that got sacked in Montana.
He deserved it.
I know, we got that. Number six. This one is hard. It's almost impossible I think among us, any of us, all of us, would find it hard to put a good spin on the MS-13 situation where people from the last administration let into this country known gang members and assimilated them into society.
Update me on this. I didn't hear this. Tell me.
Well, this
go
is
ahead,
payback.
Is yeah, go ahead. Is. Payback for what, Joe?
Because of all the leaks, if you take a look at the story, this story about Obama letting in 16 MS-13 members, reflects poorly on the Obama administration, is leaked through the Washington Times, which is a conservative paper. All the other leaks that are against Trump are coming through the Washington Post, which is liberal, and the New York Times, which is liberal. I believe there are people now, once again, this is part of that backlash I was talking about a couple of minutes ago. This is a politically timed leak. People are getting mad, and they're beginning to leak now stuff that makes Obama look bad. That's what's going
on. Doug, listen to Joe's philosophy on what's going on with people responding to the media. I think he's touched onto something here, Joe.
Yeah, well, it's the backlash. I mean, that's what the whole Montana thing is, a backlash. You've had Trump supporters who were elated that they won. They're faked out they won. You've got the left, which is really freaked out they didn't win. They've really been having a hissy fit for the last 6 months. The people that like Trump have been sitting back on their heels kind of watching it. Now they're beginning to get mad. So this latest leak, all these leaks which have been felonious, they're outrageous, are all coming through the left and the left media outlets. This latest thing that makes Obama look bad on MS-13, that is a leak coming through the Washington Times, which is a conservative paper. So now it's Leak City in Washington, and the fight is on.
Well, but I'm okay, that's part of the story. Got it.
Yeah.
And that's a story, that's sort of what they call background, what you're doing. If you were a news person, that would be a background story, part of the story. But the story itself, leak or no leak, the fact that these people were admitted and almost encouraged to assimilate into our society when everybody involved in it knew that they were bad apples, and it just brings to the surface how outrageous some of these policies have been. And then the head scratcher here is, why do you want them in this country? Do you really, you know, those people who say that Obama was bent on destroying our country? I never bought into that, but you do wonder sometimes about the stuff.
Well, we don't know that this is true. This is just a whistleblower saying this happened. All the leaks that came out about Trump, they're not all true.
You can follow where they all went.
You can leak anything you want.
You can follow where these kids went. They were all under, I think, the age of 18, weren't they? And they placed them.
They were all teenagers.
In homes in various cities around the country. I mean, you can check that out pretty easily.
Right, but knowing that they were in this gang, I mean, we don't know if they knew that.
Who knew that?
We're saying we don't know for a fact if the administration knew
that. Oh, I think
it
was clear.
They were placed. Yes, you can trace that. You can find out where they went, but we don't know that the administration knowingly took gang members and did this.
Oh, I think you can.
If they didn't, then we got a problem with vetting.
No, I think the stuff that I saw.
We do have a problem with vetting. I think everyone can agree on that.
What I saw led me to believe that they knew exactly what was going on. I don't know where. I read, and the story that I looked at was in the New York Times, it seemed to me, at least the first one was, which was whether it was a reprint or a reworking of the story that came in the Washington Times. I saw in a couple of news organs that would be normally sympathetic to Trump some pretty harsh words about this. So
when they were apprehended, they were known MS-13 gang members, but then they were decided to treat them as refugees.
They were referred to as refugees by the administration.
So they got refugee status.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe that we can rehab them. We can make refugees ready.
They came from difficult circumstances. You know what? I'm a little tired of hearing that from every story. America, people come here because they need to be saved. Well, you know, there are a lot of people in America. If you watch that red ball, what was it called, Victoria?
Red Nose Day.
If you watched that this week and saw the attention that was being given not only to the youngsters outside of our country, but the millions of youngsters in this country who are without food, without clothing, without homes, you don't think we got a problem that if we are Americans, we should solve that first? Why are we helping people coming from another country when we have so much trouble with our own kids? If it was perfection everywhere and there weren't 14 million kids going to bed every night hungry and everything was perfect, I'd say, hooray, let's get them in and help them.
We
got a lot of people here who are getting screwed over.
All everybody needs to do is to go to Ellis Island. We took our kids to Ellis Island, I don't know, 2 summers ago, and the Statue of Liberty. And when you walk through Ellis Island and read each year the people that they would not let into the country, and the rules on who they would let into the country, it was pretty strict. I mean, if you even appeared to have a cold, you were gone.
Yeah.
If you appeared to be not insane, You were gone. And they had all these crazy rules as to why you would be turned away.
So Crummy would have been turned away then.
And
oh, yeah, I never would have. I wouldn't have had a chance.
He's evil.
Well, they put you in a holding area, like Rich is right. If you're sick, they put you in a room and they go, look, if you come out in 2 weeks and you're fine, that's great. Otherwise, you're just going to die. So get out.
Exactly. They put you on a boat back.
We'll put you back in the Titanic and send you back.
Let me tell you something. I mean, these open arms haven't always been so open. There's been rules and regulations always.
Yeah.
And now it's like those rules and regulations are under attack.
All right, we continue now with an overview. I try to do this list officially because oftentimes during the course of the 2 hours of the broadcast, we get off from the list itself and talk about some of the important items that are connected to three or four of the big stories. So let's do the official list, the stories list. Number 10, sports talk radio. The action as some of the seasons for the NBA and the NHL come to a close. Number 9, the Confederate monuments removal and the impact on people in the South where they are and what the conversation is about that. Number 8, the redistricting ruling in North Carolina from the Supreme Court. Number 7, the situation in Montana with the election this week. Number 6, the controversy over the president, that is President Obama, allowing gang members to come into the country. The travel ban is number 5. Trump's budget is 4. The Russian investigation is 3. Manchester bombing 2. And the Trump trip, number 1. In a moment, we'll review the Trump budget, the investigation into the Trumpers, and the Trump trip. I suppose we should spend some time on the Manchester bombing as well, which is number 2 this week on the countdown. That's coming up after these words.
The Top Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minutes, I'm Tracy McRae. Lyme disease is the most common tick-borne illness in the United States. Now, we all want to be outdoors in the summertime, so avoiding tick habitat can help keep you safe.
They like tall grasses and shrubs, bushes, leaf litter, so walking through the forest, sitting on stumps, that's all areas where ticks would be present.
Mayo Clinic parasitologist Dr. Bobby Britt says other precautions you can take are wearing long clothing and using insect repellent. If you do find a tick on you, remove it as soon as possible and avoid squishing it in order to keep the ticks contents from entering your bloodstream.
And the best way to do that is just to use fine forceps. Just pinch down by the head where it's attached to the skin and just pull it out just using a consistent pressure.
Dr. Pritt says warning signs of Lyme disease include flu-like symptoms, joint pain, and a bullseye rash. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just 1 day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
As a part of the convention, if you will, the convention of conversation we have every week, maybe a convocation of convention, there is a list that really is officially prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine, and I don't often, as perhaps I ought to, go through them in order so that you really know what we're talking about as we digress from some of the appropriateness of the list. So here are the people who are being discussed according to Talker's research this week. LeBron James, number 10. Mitch Landrieu, number 9. Seth Rich, number 8. Greg GN 47, Paul Ryan 6, James Comey 5, Theresa May 4, the Pope 3, Salman Abedi number 2, and Donald Trump number 1. I asked on one of my programs this week, do you know who Salman Abedi is? And a lot of people did. He said, the bomber in Manchester. That's the story. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown. Sit up straight, boys and girls. Your attention is needed now as we discuss the top two items this week on the countdown. The Manchester bombing. What can you say, really, about that? It's other than they seem to have done a good job. The Queen was wonderful in talking to those who were victims. We had, I suppose, maybe the most controversial thing is that the information that was leaked, and I'm trying to figure this out, talking about, as you were just saying a few minutes ago, Joe and Rich, leaks everywhere. It's like a boat, man. You got leaks here and leaks there, and you wonder why these people do it. What was in it for the people who leaked? All it did was kind of screw up the investigation. Why is it that people feel so insecure, or they're so needy they need to make something of themselves? So I'm going to tell you the story.
I heard is that the United States and the UK have different philosophies on how to get more information. The United States goes public with what they know so that they can get the information out there and hopefully get more tips. And the UK keeps everything kind of close to the vest while they're investigating, and that seems to be the discrepancy.
Well, I see the political lines here, that the leaks there were done to embarrass Trump, because the meme right now is that Trump loose lips sink ships and he doesn't know what he's talking about in the Oval Office, and he gave away some kind of an asset in Israel, and he doesn't know what he's doing. And again, I see the leaks. Those came through the New York Times. I read yesterday with regard to what ticked off the people of Manchester to make the Trump administration look leaky and to embarrass him. And if that's true, that's like, wow, okay.
There's a lot of stuff. It's so hard because the objectification of Trump and what he's doing and the administration has gotten so warped that it really is hard. There are things that, is he doing good things? Yep. Is he doing some bad things? Yep. Is he perfect? Nope. Is he a different sort of a guy? Yep. Is he out of his mind? I don't think so. But
he's got his moments.
Well, I don't know about that.
So anybody who runs that office, by definition, has got to be a little out of their mind. So anyway, let's go to the trip and all the stuff. Jared is under scrutiny by the FBI, and Trump's meeting with the G7 leaders, and Germany didn't like it because Trump went sort of drilling on their trade positions, and so on and on it goes. He shoved, I love this headline, Trump shoves foreign leader in big boy diplomacy move. Really?
Did you see the video of that?
It looked like he was just toying with
the guy from Montenegro. That guy.
Yeah, it looks like they were all buddies and all just kind of goofing around.
Right. It was like the headline about him with the Pope. Look at the somber face on the Pope. He doesn't like Donald Trump. Really? He's the Pope. What's he supposed to do? Smile? The Pope doesn't smile that much unless he's talking and engaging. It was a made-for-the-press. The smile on Trump's face looked stupid. And Melania and Ivanka with their black veils on. I don't know. What, Victoria, did we say about that? We sort of had observations about their attire.
I bet you Victoria did not like it. Let me guess. Am I wrong?
No, the opposite. I thought that they were perfectly appropriate, and Melania did a full-on carbon copy of what Jackie O did when she went to the Vatican. So, I have absolutely nothing to say that's negative about that at all.
So there, Joe.
So there, Joe. Suck it.
Suck it.
All right. I thought.
Wait a minute. You know who we haven't talked about yet this week? What the heck's going on with Kim Jong-un?
The Kim little Jong-un dumpling? I don't know. Yeah, what is he doing?
What's going on with him?
Didn't he launch another missile and then just kind of nobody cared? I think he did. Yeah. Didn't he launch another missile?
I think he's getting ready to launch himself off to Mars. That's really what I think.
I wish he would.
You know, he wants to be the first person to go to Mars and establish some sort of foothold for the North Koreans.
I got news for you. He's already there.
Yeah. Can't he take someone's ticket? You know, all the people who paid $250,000 to be on the first rocket.
Give like, ticket. And
Richard
send
Branson
Rodman
step
up
aside.
With him. That's Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un can go have their... what do they call it?
Romance. Say that. Romance.
Send them up there.
Hey, listen, we're going to let you guys settle this whole planet. You guys get to own the whole planet.
Yeah.
Right?
But unless they're hermaphroditic, Richie, they won't be able to reproduce.
They don't know that.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
I think Trump needs to calm down a little bit so we can. He doesn't grab all the headlines.
He sucks the air out of the room, doesn't he?
Right, exactly. Yep. Let's get some more info on Kim Jong-un and how many mistresses he has. Actually, he's married, I think, isn't he?
You think she sleeps with one eye open?
She eats well, you know. I mean, that's a country where that's a that's a factor, isn't it?
Yeah, they're the only ones that eat, though, on the count. Everybody else, they die on the street. And they go up and down the street with carts and pick up the dead people every morning in the capital city of North Korea. Just like,
well, yeah, and some of those countries, if you're fat, that means you're rich because you can afford to eat.
Joe Crummy is evil. Check out his podcast, Evil Thoughts.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for us to check through the top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keeman, who follows this very closely. We'll get started with number five and a focus on IKEA.
Yeah, so IKEA is getting into the smart home business, which, of course, you know, we have digital assistants now. We've got Alexa, and we've got Siri and Google Home and all kinds of stuff. Everything is all interconnected. Your thermostat is from Nest, and that works with your app, and then your whole home becomes a smart home. And so IKEA has always gotten in on this kind of stuff, but on a much, much lower price point. And so now they have new smart light bulbs that will soon be activated by your voice. So right now they're working on partnering with Google Assistant, Alexa, and Siri. They're the first three they're going to start with. And this will roll out this summer. And it's called the TradFry line of smart products. They always have those weird Swedish names. They're rolling it out this summer in North America. And it's only $79.99. That's the whole starter kit. which gives you two light bulbs, a remote control, and then a gateway access to broadband internet. So that's actually a pretty good deal, and these light bulbs last a really long time. They're LED bulbs, and they also have dimming kits that are $27. And so once you've got these light bulbs hooked up, you then tell your digital assistant, hey, Siri, or hey, Alexa, turn on the bathroom light bulbs, turn on the living room, and you have all these IKEA bulbs that will last a long time and save energy, and when you don't have to keep replacing them, overall, you end up saving a lot of money. So IKEA, once again, is at a good price point.
All right, number four this week on our top five tech stories.
There's a new set of earbuds that are, it's a collaboration from app developers at iTranslate and the wireless earbud company Braigy, and they have new earbuds called Braigy's Dash Pro. They're fully wireless, and one of the cool things is, besides being able to listen to music or podcasts or whatever you like to listen to, you can also translate up to 40 different languages in real time. All you need is the iTranslate app that's hooked up to your earbuds, and wherever you are, you can be traveling around in a foreign country, you don't understand a word, and you have a local say the word into your phone, and it's automatically translated into the language of choice in your ears. It's a really cool technology, and it's getting rave reviews from tech writers online. They have all kinds of different translations, and it's $329 is the earbud price, and $5 a month after a free trial for the corresponding app.
Really? Okay.
Very cool.
That's cool. Number three, a focus on what's going on with our friends at Amazon.
Well, of course, as you know, Doug, it's wedding season.
Yes, it is.
And
I heard this one of my staff members getting married, and I don't know much about the marriage, but I heard about that. Maybe after the fact, yes.
Yeah, I heard that rumor too. Well, for brides who are planning a wedding, Etsy has kind of been the go-to stop for any type of DIY decorations and planning and invitations and things like that. And Amazon has really been missing out on this corner of the market. The wedding industry is a $300 billion industry worldwide, $55 billion just in the U.S. So now Amazon has their own wedding shop. It's nowhere near the volume that Etsy is at right now, but it is ramping up. You can search things by style of the wedding, beach, vineyard, or garden, or color palette. And if you're a Prime member, you get free shipping, which definitely beats Etsy. So look for Amazon to, of course, like everything else, take over the wedding market.
Oh, hooray. All right, Lyft would like to take over from Uber is number one. Not sure they're going to get there, but maybe this will help them.
Well, they are definitely, they've had a lot of creative strategies recently, and so now with every Lyft mile or every Lyft dollar, you'll earn one Delta mile. If you have a Delta frequent flyer membership, this is a super easy way. Every time you take a Lyft, you get automatic miles dumped into your account, and from now until August 31st, you can earn 3 miles for every Lyft dollar if you're going to or from an airport. So Delta's smart to partner with Lyft.
Delta terminal, you should get even more than that.
All right, what did they say about Delta doesn't ever leave the airport? That's the acronym.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Although Delta seems fine lately, right?
Yeah, Delta's doing okay, but there was also something about luggage with them too. I can't remember. Let's finish with the Instagram.
And so Instagram, our number one tech story of the week, Instagram might not be great for young people's mental health. This is a brand new study that's been going on in England, and they have shared it with other countries. They recently took a look at the five major social media sites and the impact it has on anxiety, depression, and body image. And it turns out Instagram is the worst for all of those things. YouTube, surprisingly, was the healthiest. So this is probably not great news for a lot of young Instagrammers. But it's, you know, good to be aware of because this stuff's important.
Awareness is important. That's what we're all about here, making you aware of what's going on. Thus, the top five stories from the world of technology. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.